Now, cheese. Okay. This pack of cheese from the supermarket. Okay. Today, about 90% of the hard cheese that you buy in a supermarket in the UK is made using an enzyme called chymosin, all right, also called renin. Okay. This enzyme is made by genetically modified microbes. Okay. The natural chymosin, okay, is only found in the stomach of young calves. Yes? And once upon a time, what farmers used to do was they killed the young calves, they washed out their stomachs to produce the enzyme, and they used that to clot milk. Okay? That's the old farmhouse-based technology. Okay? Killing off a lot of young calves and collecting the enzyme turned out to be very expensive. And when GM technology was introduced, someone introduced the gene for this protein into a microbe, and you can make it in big vats very cheaply. Okay? It has the additional advantage that for people who are vegetarians, okay, this enzyme has now been made by a microbe and not by an animal. Okay? So some vegetarians wouldn't eat cheese because it contained some protein from a calf, and they thought this was cruel. The fact that this stuff is made of milk from a cow seemed to be a secondary consideration, but that just shows how mixed up an idea of vegetarianism is in the UK. Alright? Okay. Notice, this cheese is not made using the organism, but it is made using the product of the organism, that is, an enzyme or a protein. And you remember back to our initial definition, that makes it a GM food. Okay? You will still find this stuff on sale in the supermarket. People haven't noticed it's a GM food. Okay? Right. The second example I want to give you is tomato paste from GM tomatoes. This is the one example of GM crops where things were changed to make the food better. Okay? People changed tomatoes so that they contained an extra enzyme which meant that they ripened more slowly. Okay? This makes it easier for people processing things, okay, because the tomatoes, after you've picked them, don't damage so easily when you're moving them to the factory. But also it means that because they are less ripe, when you process them, they contain less water, okay? And therefore, you have to use less energy to drive that water off to make something like tomato paste. All right? Okay. In 1996, two supermarkets, Safeways and Sainsbury's, put this on their shelves. Okay? They put it on their shelves, okay, alongside almost identical tins which didn't have this label, made with genetically modified tomatoes, because they weren't made from genetically modified tomatoes. Okay? So there they were, the two cans, one genetically modified, one not. Okay, next to each other on the supermarket shelves. I think I could taste the difference. I may be fooling myself. Okay, I thought this tasted nicer, more tomato-y. Okay, and that was perhaps because it had been heated less and therefore the tomato-y flavours had not gone away. All right. In a report in 1997, Safeway said they'd sold 750,000 tins of this stuff. Okay, and the average sales per store of the genetically modified one exceeded its normal equivalent. There was a slight price advantage. They were both had the same price, but the genetically modified tin was slightly larger. Okay? So it was slightly cheaper. Okay. However, public attitudes changed in 1999, and they changed because of American policy. The Americans decided that certain genetically modified crops would not be segregated from their normal crops. Okay, and this was particularly the case for maize and for soya beans. Okay, And they said, if you buy maize and soybeans from us, you will not be able to tell whether it's genetically modified or not. And the reaction of the English people was to say, first of all, I don't like that, I'm not being given a choice, and therefore I won't eat things containing this, and I'm quite suspicious of genetic modification. Right? They were so suspicious of genetic modification at that point that the supermarkets decided that the best policy was to say there was no genetically modified food in their stores, and so they withdrew this product because the public started not to want to buy it.